Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late in Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about the concept of listening. What does it mean to listen to your audiences? What does it mean to listen to your analytics? How do you create good content, audio, video, writing from your audiences? And how do you sort of listen and then turn what you've listened into decent content? So this is sort of the guiding principle of today's episode, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. So once again, welcome back to Late in Branding. One of the things that's important to address right off the bat is there's a steady tension when you're listening to your audiences, when you are thinking about your audience in terms of the comments, whether you're reading through your analytics, see where people are coming from geographically, see how long your page views are. There's a lot of things you can weigh there in terms of your audience feedback. The number one thing that you have to remember, though, is to what extent are you going to pander, or are you going to try and rhetorically influence your audience persuasively? You basically have to sort of weigh what the audience needs to hear with what the audience wants to hear. And while this sounds like a simple task, oftentimes it gets a little bit more difficult as you continue to develop your audience and your audience continues to offer you responses. So one of the things that I often tell my students, whether my students are listening to this podcast or it's just a general English major or just a general listener, is that you have to sort of make yourself a grid of the types of comments you're going to respond to, the types of comments you're going to ignore, the types of comments you're going to think about responding to but have to sort of put into that bin of maybe. And then finally, you have to think about the types of comments and responses that are going to influence future content. So generally, I think of four broad categories there. In basic terms, it's sort of the yes, the no, the maybe, and then the ones that you're going to use to influence future content and future posts, future videos, future music, future podcasts, perhaps. And so with those four categories created, then you take those categories and apply them to the types of responses, the types of analytics, the types of comments that you're going to be dealing with. And that, in general, is sort of my basic preliminary intro to the concept of listening to your audiences. I start out with trying to weigh between pandering and attending to the needs of an audience, because it's oftentimes easy to get caught up in what audiences want to hear, but they don't necessarily always respond or react well when they actually get what they supposedly want. I think here of students, but I also think here of general content consumers online. Sometimes they might fill out a survey. Sometimes they might give you comments and they say they want something. Maybe someone wants more video or someone wants a transcription of your podcast, perhaps. But then when they get it, they don't really respond or they don't acknowledge that they actually are using it. And so sometimes you really have to think about that need versus want and whether people actually will continue wanting it when they receive it. So those are some important concepts to think about when paying attention to your interactive audiences online and when producing online content. With that, I'll start talking a little bit about what do I mean by listening? Well, most of the time when you have content, listening might be substituted for reading. You read comments, you read responses from your audiences, you read your emails. But there's a lot of things that listening captures that reading doesn't. For instance, reading generally constructs the audience as passive, whereas listening means, at least in some sense, the audience is active in the sense that the audience has a voice. So in that case, listening better captures the way that audiences can now write back through comment sections, through leading metrics like comments itself, or likes, retweets, things like that. And sort of it also captures the sort of diversity of voices online. When you read a reader's response, usually you're thinking of that reader as an individual. When you're listening to all of your audiences online, when you're listening to your participatory audience, the people who are writing you back, you're not necessarily focused on one comment or one email or one response, but rather you're sort of trying to respond to all of them holistically and creating a general perception of your audience. And I think that's an important step because it synthesizes your audience into something meaningful. And I think we do a lot of this already. I mean, you can think about how oftentimes we talk about the hive mind, Reddit's hive mind, or, you know, your own particular community on Facebook, that hive mind. So you sort of, you begin to construct a sense of who your participatory audience is and how they will respond. But let me sort of step back here and say, what, if I'm talking about listening, what exactly do I think people are listening to? Well, I think sort of there are three ways to conceive of listening in with respect to online content. The first is metrics. What do I mean by metrics? I mean number of comments. I mean things like likes or retweets on Facebook or Twitter. I also mean just the general way that audiences can now click on things and to register a response that doesn't necessarily mean a written comment. So, for instance, if you go to Reddit and things like karma, upvotes, downvotes, things of that nature. So that's what I mean by metrics, actual quantifiable, measurable things that audiences can do to register a response. The second thing is that you can also receive questions from your audience. You know, Reddit has AMA, Ask Me Anything. Reddit also has Ask Reddit. You see, in my analysis of 450,000 New York Times comments, almost a third of those comments had questions. Now, whether those questions are sincere or not is a different case, but I think a lot of them are rhetorical questions, having read a lot of them. But it's important to think that when you are listening to your audience, you're probably also going to try to pay attention to the questions. Now, whether you're going to respond to those questions, you have to figure out whether they're actually sincere questions or not. And I'm going to return to that in a moment. And then the third thing, the first being metrics and the second being questions, the third thing is simply the amount of feedback that you can get, the amount of response. And this is important because when you see someone take the time to write a paragraph rather than simply thank you, it's important to recognize that that individual, depending on their level of sincerity and genuineness, probably deserves a response back, because the longer the response, the more you probably have to read through and actually respond because of the time they took. Now, if they're just a concerned troll trying to get a rise out of you, or if they're a sea lion just trying to prove you wrong, you can ignore them, but it is important to pay attention to sort of the length. So just to recap there, when I say listening, what exactly do I mean? How do you listen to online content? I mean listening through metrics, listening through questions, and listening through the sheer length of a comment or a response. My framework for trying to listen to your audiences when with respect to online content is threefold. It's a threefold strategy. First, you need to read through and try and make sense of the audience response holistically. In my research, I call it reading through and trying to make sense of a concatenation of public voices. Now that's sort of academic speak for a bunch of loud voices in the room, and you're sort of eavesdropping over them, although they're generally responding back to you. Sometimes they talk to each other, and that's actually important to respond to the crosstalk, to all the, and to become that active eavesdropper. But that's sort of the first frame of what I sort of think needs responding to, is you need to read through and try to make sense of that concatenation of public voices, that all that crosstalk, because you have to sort of fit it all into your head as a content producer. You have to sort of conceive of all of the comments, all of the responses together as sort of an amalgam of voices. The second part is, once you've created that amalgam of voices, that hive mind, you really have to look for the sincere and genuine comments. And I think that requires a lot of context, so I can't give a didactic sort of here's what you need to do and here's how you search through the sincere, genuine comments. It requires a lot of experience. It requires a lot of time. And to be honest, it requires a lot of knowing about what your specific content is about and what kind of audience members you have, what kind of responses you're getting. But you need to search through, is this a sincere comment? Is this a sincere question? Is it a genuine question? And then, here comes the third part. once you've determined whether a comment is sincere or not, whether a response is genuine or not, then you have to recognize those audience members who have offered the genuine response and the genuine feedback. So again, just to recap that threefold structure, you have to read through all of your comments and form an amalgam of your audiences in your head. Then you need to determine which audience members in that amalgam are sincere and genuine. And then the ones that are sincere and genuine, then you have to express recognition of them when, for instance, they have comments, when, for instance, they are trying to sort of respond to you, and you have to figure that out. And so why is it important to think about this three-part structure? Well, for one, using participatory audiences, using their responses, allows you to be open to feedback, while also, when you listen to that sort of that amalgam that's in your head, it allows you to weigh what responses to ignore. In other words, it allows you to sort of skim through and scan through that onslaught of comments, all of those responses you can get, and figure out what to produce next, figure out how the audience responded, maybe go back and update the text or the video or the podcast episode, maybe try and change things so that when future audiences visit that content, they might have a different response. It also helps you to think about how to actually respond to an audience to sort of keep audience members coming back. Because it's one thing to get people to visit your website. It's another thing to keep them coming back. And so, like I've said before in this podcast, you want to be consistent and you want to establish a general expectation for delivery. But in order to sort of continue that expectation of delivery, you need to figure out and respond to your audience members consistently. So if you respond to a bunch of emails and then suddenly a whole month goes by when you don't respond to any emails, people are going to stop coming back if they've come to expect that you're going to respond to their emails or you're going to respond to them on Twitter. You have to establish that same sense of consistency and that same sense of listening, the consistent type of listening, so that they can get a better understanding of how you're going to respond. And then finally, probably the most important thing I'm going to say, and the most general, this goes even outside of online content, is figuring out tone, trying to figure out how to talk to people and how to write back to people by listening to them. When you acknowledge that they're there, you want to be careful about the words you use. So for instance, never start a sentence with "actually online." It always comes across as arrogant and sort of mansplainy. You also want to recognize when somebody writes a long comment or somebody writes an extensive email, if it's a serious one, if it's a sincere one, you want to thank them and recognize that they took the time for it. So again, there's this sense in which listening to your audience will allow the audience to come back. And most importantly, whether you're in business or whether you're a student, it's going to allow your audience to grow and prosper, which will make, of course, your content that much better. So that's the end of the episode about listening. And once again, I'm the host, John Robert Gallagher. If you would like to contact me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @MirrorSophistry. Once again, my handle is @MirrorSophistry. Hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening.